Hi, I'm Sheila Scruggs with the Pup and Paws Cast, brought to you by Dog and Company. They're a daycare, grooming, boarding, and training facility for your dogs. Enjoy life, spoil your pet with Dog and Company. Find out more at dog-co.com. My special guest is Stephanie Smith. She's the founder and president of POPS, and it is a 501c3 nonprofit. So we're going to find out more about this. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, Sheila. How are you?
I am good, and I appreciate you being in here with us on our podcast. So POPS, what does that stand for, and primarily, what does POPS do?
POPS stands for Pals of the Pooches at the White County Animal Shelter. We are a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping the dogs at the White County Animal Shelter by providing medical care, anything that improves their health and happiness while they have to stay at the animal shelter. Be it they need extra cleaning supplies or the shelter needs something, they give us a call. We get to work on trying to get them what they need above and beyond what is provided through the county.
So heartworm medicines, things like that?
Yes, ma'am. We primarily buy all the intestinal warmer, the flea and tick meds, the heartworm medications. We also have a little stockpile of antibiotics. Over time, you know, the vets have written us prescriptions where we can fill it so that we don't always have to pay the higher cost of buying it like 20 pills at a time, and we can get them to write a prescription for 500 as long as they are happy with what we're doing and the shelter contacts them to make sure that they're dosing the dogs right.
So POPS is like a nonprofit started to help the shelter? Is that how it began?
The way POPS actually started was a dog came in that had a broken leg, and the county did not have the funding for the dog to go see a vet. And as many of you know, I am also the shelter manager. I couldn't stand for that. So I started a fundraiser for this dog. Her name was Frances, anyhow. But I started a fundraiser for Frances to get her leg fixed. And through, you know, a lot of talking and people telling me things, I was informed that I could not raise money as the White County Animal Shelter, basically because people already pay their taxes to operate the animal shelter. So me being me and wanting the best possible for the dogs, I called the finance director of White County and said, hey, is this true? And basically he said, yes. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Because this dog needs surgery. And he goes, well, you'll probably need to start your own friends of type group and try to make it a nonprofit if you can. He put the bug in my ear, and 4 weeks later I had the paperwork mailed off and POPS was formed. Frances, we did try to fix her leg through plates and whatnot. It didn't work. She ended up having her leg amputated. She went up to a rescue in Massachusetts where she did great. She got adopted. She has a fur friend that she lives with, I guess maybe a fur sibling, and she gets along just fine on three legs. Since that day, if a dog comes into the shelter and it needs medical care, I don't hesitate. I don't always fundraise for a specific dog, but I have to at times. I don't think about it. I guess it's a dog in need. It's going to the vet. If a nonprofit doesn't have donations and funding coming in, then you don't have money to keep helping the animals.
You talked about transporting the dog Frances up north. Are you part of a transport too? Do you help with that as well?
Well, a couple years ago, we purchased a van. We got a really nice donation from Roger and Marion Moore. We decided to buy a van, and the primary purpose at the time was so that anyone could drive it, because only county employees can drive either of the county dog trucks. And the goal at that time when we got the van was so that someone else could drive it and get the dogs to the spay-neuter clinic in Cookeville, because we're really big on spaying and neutering your pets. And the other one was a local rescue here in Cookeville also does transports up north. And we would have more dogs than a single person's vehicle could hold. And we would use the van to drive the dogs to meet their transport. In the last, I want to say 6 months. I reached out to a group up in upstate New York and basically was just trying to find another outlet for the dogs because so many are coming into the shelter that, you know, there's not enough adopters for them all. And as long as people don't spay and neuter, there's never going to be enough adopters. So technically, we've only been doing it for 6 months.
Stephanie, when you guys do these transports, how many dogs can you take? I know they have to be in crates when they travel.
The first one was 10. Everyone after that has been close to 20. They've also taken a couple of mamas with their newborn litters. So I'm probably looking at 100 dogs have left the shelter through the POPS transport and utilizing the van. Every time we do a transport, we try to do a little fundraiser about, you know, buying a dog's bus ticket to help us offset the cost. Because without the kindness and generosity of people and their donations, we won't be able to continue our work trying to help the animals at the shelter. We can't do it without you. So every cent that POPS earns or takes in goes back into the shelter and helps the dogs 100%.
So you're like a helping hand to the shelter.
Yeah, I would rather say we do help the shelter, but me being me, my primary focus is what's best for the dogs.
You're a helping hand to the dog.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a helping paw.
I love it. And the simple thing is, without your help with money for surgeries and transports, there would be more dogs euthanized.
Yes, there would. And I understand the position I took. And I know a lot of you can't see me, but in my heart, I want to save them all. In my head, I know I can't, but you're not going to stop me from trying. The euthanasia rate at the White County Animal Shelter 5 years ago, maybe six, was 99.9%. That means that basically one or two dogs got out of the shelter alive. Last year, the euthanasia rate at the shelter was 0.014%. That number doesn't just include dogs that were euthanized. If they got lost or somehow passed away at the shelter, that includes that number.
What would you say to people who say, why do you transport them up north?
The reason I believe most of, and not just for me, I think it holds true for other shelters and rescues that are doing transports. I believe that up north, they believe in spaying and neutering their pets. The place where we send the dogs is a no-kill shelter. Their pets are spayed and neutered before they're adopted out. It's more their laws. I believe that they also make people register and license their dog. And it just seems like there's a bigger demand for the dogs.
Well, there's empty shelters up north.
Yes.
When have you seen an empty shelter? Your shelter, when has it been empty?
I don't know.
Because there's more demand for space to house the animals that are unwanted than people to adopt.
Yes.
At Sparta, Cookeville, Cumberland County.
Yes. You still got me thinking about when the last time I saw an empty shelter that wasn't a meme on Facebook. I don't know that I've ever seen an empty shelter. I've seen the numbers lower, but never empty. But because of POPS, a lot more dogs are getting out of the shelter, either through the rescue, through being taken care of health-wise. It just all seems to work out. I want it more for the dogs at the shelter, so to do that, I created POPS.
A great organization you started. It's POPS, Pals of the Pooches, and you can find them on Facebook. And you can donate right on the Facebook page, too.
Yes, ma'am. We have the donate button set up. POPS is also listed on the animal shelter's website. That's whitecountyanimalshelter.com.
You can find out more on either one of those sites. My guest has been founder and president, Stephanie Smith. Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, thanks to our sponsor of the Pup and Paws cast, Dog & Company. Visit them online at dog-co.com.